Good morning. Today is Thursday, February the 23rd. Joining us today, he exists. He's here. Brett Fabry, the area commander of the California Highway Patrol.
Good morning.
You're not a fable.
I'm not. I sent my very capable confidant, Cy May, the only person I know who can fit his full name on a license plate.
You know, it's things like that that make us wonder if you really are alive or not. you said you had a quote for today. So,
well, I saw something from Mike Tyson, and it reminded me of a quote when he was a fighter and was, you know, pretty unstoppable. And he used to say about people coming in the ring, he said, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Yeah, I would imagine it's not. Yeah. So when you guys have a situation, let's just call it unexpected instead of getting into fisticuffs, how do you react? How do you train for that unanticipated?
Well, you just, you know, you prepare. I mean, you prepare physically and mentally to be involved in a confrontation. You know, we train pretty much monthly on, you know, encounters, and, you know, we read people, and, you know, we try to verbally talk, you know, talk it down, and, you know, try to use as least amount of force as possible. I mean, that's what we're doing.
So with the congressman coming to Arcata tonight and having a public meeting.
Yes.
And with some of the reactions that have happened throughout the country, and certainly Humboldt County is noted as being one of those who tends to have reactions about anything from a gnat all the way out to, you know, much larger issues. Mm-hmm. How are you anticipating tonight, where it's not a one-on-one, it's a crowd? And don't give me it's Tom Chapman's issue.
It is Tom Chapman's issue. Community forums are really good. It's a good opportunity to hear what people have to say. Usually, community forums usually go pretty well. You know, it's an opportunity for people to voice their concerns, and they're going to voice them to the congressman. And you know, we'll see where it goes from there.
So what was one of them in the news? They were talking about there were 1,000 people outside the White House last night because of the change with the transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sure that Arcata is going to have a couple folks weighing in on that, just because we do on anything and everything, and the immigration, and. Okay, they're not all fitting inside the auditorium. Do you guys do the crowd control?
No, we don't. Arcata will, but I do remember when I was a brand new officer in Arcata, and that's when the Gulf War started, and Arcata.
Oh, the sanctuary city.
Arcata declared itself a sanctuary, and I remember that they held the city council meeting at the old Arcata.
3 a.m.
Yeah, at the old Arcata Community
Center. You don't remember
me,
but I was there too.
And they gave everybody an opportunity, you know, to go in and speak, and it was actually a pretty good event.
Except for 3 a.m.
Except it lasted all night long.
Yeah. Talk about scintillating radio.
Yes.
Oh, boy. I had jokes made for about 3 years after that. How long, you know, I just put it on a loop. They were saying the same thing. Yeah, I know, in hindsight. Yeah. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Brett Fabry from Arcata, the swamp. That's what you ought to have, is a swamp uniform.
It's pretty wet out there.
Yeah, I know. The whole county's now the swamp.
I know.
If the governor was appearing with the congressman at Arcata tonight, does that change your responsibilities at all?
Yeah, because we have a duty to protect the constitutional officers of California, and he's one of them. And so we have a detail that protects him, and so we would have additional support people there as well. Congressmen, they have...
they're interchangeable.
They have their own security people. Yeah, and most of the time, it's usually
Do they have Secret Service?
No, that's usually just the president. But they usually use local allied agencies.
But not the CHP.
Not CHP.
You're not. Not this. You're time. Not allied.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. That I would think that is almost a specialty unto itself.
Being a protection officer?
Yeah. Either crowd control, looking into the crowds, looking for things, being able to react in a timely fashion.
Absolutely. I mean,
all that kind of stuff. How do you get on that protection unit?
They have training for it. I mean, we have a unit that's, it's got, sergeants, officers, lieutenants that run that. And they're, the thing is they're watching the crowd, not watching the person they're protecting. You know, they're watching the people, and they're assessing threats, and they're making plans on how to move the person from one location to another. What's the safest route? What's the route with the least amount of concerns?
Oh, the plan B and plan C and plan D stuff?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. What's our emergency escape route?
So do you get drafted on that, or are you recommended for that, or do you apply?
You can apply for that, yeah.
That would be interesting, I think. I mean, but you have to move all over the state, right?
Yeah, it's a totally different dynamic. It's just different. Yeah, it's a different assignment for sure.
Huh.
No interest in that for me.
Yeah, I'm noticing you're not lighting up on this
no.
one. Oh, boy. There was an incident, week before?
Last Thursday.
Is that when it happened?
I don't know. CHP officer.
Everything's kind of been smooshed together the last couple of weeks, so I'm not tracking days particularly. What happened there? Was there a lesson that the community can learn?
So Jose Martinez was working up there. He came off of the shoulder and was into the path of a big rig. He got in that collision. Early indications are we really didn't think he was going to make it. It was pretty significant intrusion into the car. He was taken to Sutter. His injuries were kind of unknown. We couldn't get an aircraft to medevac him out.
I was surprised with all the air that we have in the area that there was an ambulance involved.
Yeah, the weather, was just so bad. Actually, we finally did the Coast Guard was up and they were en route, but they put him in an ambulance, got him to Sutter. Then they did get Cal Air life flight him over to Reading. I just spoke with somebody yesterday, and he's going to make a recovery. He's got a lot of broken bones, but nothing that is going to affect him for the rest of his life. But pretty traumatic incident. And then last night was a reality check for the Highway Patrol. We lost an officer in South Sacramento. He was a motor officer. He was chasing a motorcycle, and he got involved in a collision, and he died last night.
Weather related?
No,
the water thing?
Just something happened in an intersection. I don't know all the details, but he died last night. He been on for less than 10 years. Pretty young officer, and so pretty sad situation. He had some family that's on the Highway Patrol as well.
Also. Struck a couple of different chords then.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
We don't have CHP motorcycle cops here.
Correct.
Is that one of the tougher assignments? I know it's probably one that the macho guys like you're on a bike and you're free and but it seems like it would be much more dangerous because you're so much more vulnerable.
Oh, it's extremely dangerous. The joy of riding and motorcycle and warm weather is great, but that's a very that's a very dangerous job. I was just talking to an officer who works in the Humboldt area. He used to be a motor officer down in the Riverside area, and we just talked about that yesterday, even before this happened, just how dangerous it is to ride a bike. He says, but the freedom is pretty great, but at the same time is that it's risky because people don't see motorcycles, and we're working in traffic, and we're chasing down speeders on motorcycles, and but our motorcycle training unit in Sacramento is one of the best in the world.
Well, with the release of the movie coming out, yeah, I know. I look at it and go, okay, nostalgic. Okay. you know it's going to be spun somehow, either to be humorous or PC or something like that.
Yeah.
But what what do you think the impact is going to be? Do you guys, have you guys seen it? Has there been a screening? Is there any kind of a on-the-side discussion about, okay, guys, watch out for or pay attention to?
Yeah, I haven't I haven't seen anything come out about the movie. I did see the trailer. I thought it was kind of embarrassing. It's kind of makes a mockery a little bit of the Highway Patrol and law enforcement in general. And, you know, the TV series didn't.
It was much more of almost a recruiting tool.
Much more professional. And yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. I probably won't see it.
You'll hear about it undoubtedly.
Yeah, us as a law enforcement group, you know, we're a very professional group, and so I thought it was kind of a little bit, a little tongue in cheek.
You mean like WKRP?
Yes. Yeah. Same for you.
Everybody's got their parallel nightmares.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, our thoughts and prayers are out for the family there in Sacramento. His name was Lucas Chalou, and pretty young guy. I don't know about his family situation, but always a tragedy.
KINS News and Information Time is 8:30. We'll be back with more from Brent.
Do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:36. We're back to talk shop this morning with Brett Fabry from the California Highway Patrol. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Brett, the situation with the weather. You know, we've talked, well, not you because you're not here that much, but with Cy about conditions.
Yes.
Okay. Nobody has really thought about conditions like we have had them lately.
Yes.
But we have conditions, whether it's the small little itty bitty slides, trees coming down.
Yep.
People who are driving slow because of the conditions.
Yes.
And then we got this thing called WADA.
WADA.
It's all over the place. How much more challenging has the last month or two been for you guys and for us as a community? Driving in and not able to use 299, so now if you're going across either on 199 or 36, it's unfamiliar, and all those challenges.
Well, you know, yesterday is actually probably a perfect example because we had some weather systems that would come through and drop hail on us, and then there would be sunshine, then it would be rain. And so the key in all this is preparation. So allowing yourself enough time to get where you need to go and realizing that just because somebody tells you that, oh yeah, you can take this county road out and around and through the mountain here, if you're not prepared or you haven't been there before, the weather conditions change in a hurry. So yesterday's example is that, you know, we had hail. 299 at Berry Summit was change required for a couple hours, and then all of a sudden it went back to watch for snow and ice. And so you have to be prepared for those. I've been driving around here lately. I've been to Sacramento and I've been to Redding, and I just was down in Kelseyville. And there's a lot of water on the road. There's a lot of slides. There's a lot of debris. And people, you got to take your time, and you have to make sure that you check on the route that you're going to take. I-5 was flooded near Williams. That was
I saw a picture of that. Guy's driving on the interstate in water. Still moving.
Yeah, and that's
got to be a little disconcerting.
And that's very dangerous, you know. I mean, driving in water, if you don't know how deep it is, as soon as it gets to a certain level in your car, it's going to stop your car, and then you're going to be stuck in floodwater. And we've seen this here locally at the hooked and off ramp there before you get to Lolita. You know, people think it's okay to cross there. They don't realize how deep it is, and you're going to get yourself in some trouble.
So are you guys prepared if we're not prepared?
Yeah, we're always prepared. I mean, we're
to help us.
Yeah, we're prepared to help you whenever something is going to happen. And you know, the tow companies are on board with us, and they're helping out as well. But you know, we ask people just, hey, it's the winter time. Slow down. Give yourself some extra time. It's going to take you longer to get there in the winter than it is in the summer.
Period. End of story. It's not a volume of traffic on the road.
It's the conditions. Yeah, absolutely. I went to Sacramento on Monday. I had to adjust the way I went because of I-5 with the floodwaters. And so to get there, I went down to Santa Rosa and across. So it took me some extra time, but I made it there safely, and I didn't have to worry about, you know, roads being flooded and stuff like that. I avoided those areas.
So did you go through Napa?
I went through where you go through Petaluma.
47?
To take Lakeville Highway, and then I went through 37.
Okay. What are you hearing about 101 North this morning?
It's still there.
Good. Yeah, that's another critical ingredient, you know, is the road there. Particularly some of these roads in the county. Virginia was in yesterday from the supervisors, and she was talking about there are some areas where isolation because the roads are gone.
Yeah, and you can see that just driving, you know, just driving south from here. There's a couple different places where, you know, they've lost a lot of the road, and so, you know, they've got it narrowed down to one lane and, you know, putting traffic in the other lane to try to do some of this emergency work for, you know, like Caltrans is doing, and it's challenging. And I know there's county roads out there that, you know, they just haven't got to yet to try to clean up debris and try to make them as passable as possible.
So you guys driving with chainsaws yet?
No.
That's when I'll know we'll have a good windstorms when you or you finally admit that you're driving with chainsaws.
Well, at this weather,
even on the rack on the top, it doesn't matter.
The way the weather has been, you know, we've had so much wet weather and so much wind that I think all the trees that are going to fall have fallen.
Oh, I see. That's a solid plan B.
Yes.
I think the clouds are empty. No more rain today, right?
I hope not. But I think it's supposed to be back again Friday.
That's what I understand. Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the middle of next week it's supposed to start to dry out 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, this is hurting the golfers. Yeah, making the golf game a little more difficult.
You know, I hadn't thought that that's how you addressed.
Yeah, but
that now explains the pink shorts.
No golf today.
Yeah. You don't play polo, do you?
I do not play polo.
Okay, well, that's the other option, right?
That is the other
option. From the
boat? Yes.
Golf? Yeah.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Times, 841. We'll be back with more from Brent.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Brett Fabry. Brett, is there opportunities for folks if they have interest in or in expressing their opinion or just want to know a little bit more about the CHP? Not for employment, but just to find out.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously my door is always open. If people want to come in and talk about the Highway Patrol, I welcome them. They can come in and visit, and I'll tell them about the Highway Patrol. But probably 6-7 months ago, I put together a panel. It's called the Community Outreach Panel, and it's a group of people in the community from different areas geographically and from different segments of the community. And they basically are helping me with giving me advice, kind of like an advisory committee that helps me out with, hey, how's the Highway Patrol doing in the community? What are we missing? What can we do better? And so,
is the group honest?
Yes. Yeah, they are. Yeah. And then in exchange, I give them what I refer to as a little peek behind the curtain of the Highway Patrol and you know, what we do and how our operation works and how we function as a statewide agency and then what our responsibilities are. And it's been a great group, great people on there. It's been a lot of fun.
What's been the biggest surprise for you?
The biggest surprise was probably them not knowing everything that we do.
Oh, just...
Yeah, they
just ignorance.
A lot of them, they just didn't realize. You know, they say several times, "I didn't know the Highway Patrol did that," You know, and I think, gosh, I think we advertise that, but maybe we don't do a good enough job of selling everything that we do.
What was their biggest surprise from you?
Their biggest surprise from me?
Yeah. What was the big...
I don't think they understood how much responsibility we have, like just in my own command here in Humboldt County, how much responsibility we have as far as geographic responsibility. You know, we go all the way out to the Trinity County line, all the way up to Siskiyou County line, all the way down to, you know, past Stafford, and they didn't realize that we had such a large area to cover.
The footprint.
Yeah, with as few of officers that we have up here to deal with that. That was very surprising for them.
Are others... commanders in the state doing something similar?
Yeah, a lot of commanders are actually doing that. Yeah.
I'm wondering if there are parallels, the information, the response, the reactions, if they're running in parallel or if there's a different response in different areas of the state.
I think it depends on the makeup of your community. You know, we have a very close-knit community here. I don't think people really realize that. Is that this is a pretty tight-knit community when it comes to certain things. You know, everybody knows a lot of people. So when something happens, you know, I got a lot of outreach from people who wanted to know about the CHP officer that was injured in Crescent City, even though he wasn't from Humboldt County. You know, they were concerned, and so I took a lot of calls for that. And, you know, that just tells you the great community that we have here.
Crescent City, Del Norte County, the same as Arcata, Humboldt County?
Probably
in that
more,
regard?
Probably even more, you know, because everything is really centrally located there in Crescent City. You know, they have a few outlying areas, but, you know, really the heart of it is right there in Crescent City. And there's not a lot east or north or south of Crescent City. You know, it's quite a ways.
You were away with west. Yeah. You nailed that
there's
one.
There's nothing west.
Don't back away.
Oh. Yeah, but the community support up there has been pretty phenomenal for the family. They have a very large family. He has 10 children. So, you know, I got to see all of his kids and his wife at the hospital, and just a great family.
And they are under your umbrella?
Yes. Yep.
So you get to drive up and down the...
Larry is not under me. He has the same boss that I have. He just is a lieutenant because it's a smaller command up there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I help him out, and I help Randy out as well down in Garberville.
I see. So you're like big brother rather than dad.
We're actually, we refer to him as beat partners, you know. Even though we're commanders, he's my beat partner of the South.
Cool, cool.
Yeah, or the North.
Thanks for coming by.
All right, thanks,
Brian. Have fun out there this week.
Okay.
See everybody tomorrow.